goes right back into the con. So by buying a piece of our past, you're going to help out with our future. Thanks a lot. Okay, Kage, I did the plug, now give me my money. But as I say, sometime between then and now, I went broke. And I'm not talking buying your morning coffee at the gas station instead of at Starbucks broke. I'm talking about nothing in the wallet, bank account overdrawn, bouncing checks, scraping between the couch cushions and under the bed for gas money broke. How many of y'all have been broke like that? Quite a few, you know. Ain't that the strangest feeling in the world, being broke? But I'll tell you, man, it's not even craft broke. It is store brand generic macaroni and cheese broke. Swab shampoo broke. You remember Swab, don't you? Get a 5-gallon tub of that stuff for $3.
Yeah.
I'll tell you though, when you're in a place like that, you really start to appreciate your neighborhood 99 cent store. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, because... But I'll tell you, there's a 99 cent store near my house. I can't understand this at all. There's a sign right when you walk in. White sign, big green letters, you can't miss it. It says something to this effect. This store is protected by surveillance video cameras. Shoplifters will be prosecuted. What the hell is in a 99 cent store that's worth shoplifting? I'm serious, man. What is that?
Be surprised.
But I tell you, man, not too long ago, I actually read this. There was a guy in Philadelphia who was actually caught stealing from a 99 cent store. Honest and true. Now, what do you think that happened? Can you imagine being in the lockup right there in the overnight cell with his cellmates? How do you think that conversation went? Say, I'm in here because I stabbed someone in the night, but how about you? Well, I'm here because my girlfriend says I raped her. How about you? I stole from a 99 cent store? Yeah. I guess I know who's going to be the whipping boy that night. Yeah. Well, speaking of whipping boys, we got some whipping boys waiting back there and a few women as well. So why don't we say we get this show started? How about that? All right. I will remove myself from the stage to make way for our first act.